Right now, we turn to a story that affects millions of people who take the drug Vioxx. Merck, the world's third biggest drug maker, announced today it was voluntarily pulling the arthritis drug off the market. This comes after a study showed that Vioxx increased the risk of heart attack and stroke. Are you on Vioxx? Are you worried about side effects? Join the discussion. Give us a call at 800-989-TALK or send us an email at totn@npr.org. Dr. Stuart Seides of Cardiology Associates here in Washington joins us now to explain the recall and answer your questions about Vioxx. Dr. Seides, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.
So was this announcement a surprise to you, or did we see this coming?
Well, there have been rumblings around, I would say, over the past 2 years, suggesting that Vioxx might not be as safe as some of the other drugs in its class. The sudden withdrawal by Merck was a bit of a surprise. But this is not brand new information, nor would one expect it to be. This is built on layers of information that have been accumulating.
Now, the withdrawal was based on the concern that there was an increased risk of a heart attack and stroke, basically some sort of cardiovascular event, they call
Correct.
It. Can you help us understand the size of the risk? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people who take this drug or who have ever taken it and think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm done for. So maybe you can put some context in this for us.
Well, the absolute risk is still very small. And I don't think anyone believes that that Vioxx is a drug that would fall under the rubric of being dangerous in that respect. However, in relative terms, it seems to increase the risk of heart attack and stroke two or threefold compared to people who were on a placebo or on no drug. So I think in relative terms, it seems to have an important risk, but in absolute terms, that risk is still small. And if you look at the event rates, for example, in some of the studies that have looked at this drug, you know, we're talking about 10 or 12 cases over a group of hundreds of thousands of cases. So the absolute event rate is small, and people should not panic if they have been on the drug. Moreover, there is really no reason to believe that if one stops the drug, that risk does not fall back to baseline very, very promptly. So I think it's important that people not look upon themselves if they have taken Vioxx at some tremendous and or ongoing risk.
I got it. You know, one thing that it may confuse people, and I confess it's intriguing to me, is the FDA, you know, requires large clinical trials and lots of data and lots of information before they approve a drug. Why is it that a study that's taken place almost 5 years or more after Vioxx came on the market now turns up this possible risk?
Well, remember that Vioxx and drugs like it were never really looked at as being particularly relevant to the cardiovascular system in the first place. They're drugs that are anti-inflammatory and analgesic drugs, that is, painkillers and anti-inflammatory drugs. Their broadest use has been in people with arthritis and joint pains and so forth. And remember, clinical trials tend to look at hundreds, maybe thousands of patients before a drug is submitted to the FDA for approval. Once a drug is released into the general population, two things happen. One, many, many, many more people use the drug than were used in the trial by orders of magnitude. So instead of thousands, you have tens, hundreds of thousands, millions of people potentially using a drug, so relatively low-frequency side effects may become apparent. Secondly, the drug is used in a broad spectrum of individuals different than those who might be included in a clinical trial, so that a clinical trial may include people with an emphasis on arthritis who may not have a lot of comorbidity or other illnesses, which makes them good study candidates because they are cleaner study candidates, so to speak. But when you expose the drug to the general population, people take it who may have a whole host of other illnesses that were not represented in high numbers in the initial clinical trials.
I got it. Okay, well, let's turn to our callers who I'm sure have a lot of questions of their own. First, let's go to Mark in Liberty, Missouri. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Wonderful show.
Thanks.
I'm 38 years old. I have a pre-existing medical condition called a lymph node hemangioma. I was prescribed Vioxx 10 years ago, roughly, as an anti-inflammatory for my medical condition. And I strictly took it as a break glass in case of emergency type mentality. So I may go through 60 pills in a course of a year rather than a daily regimen. My question to your guest is, am I at a higher risk of stroke and heart attack because of my once a week or twice a month type regimen, or three times a month type regimen?
Well, I think the answer is we don't know, but probably not. You know, the study that is the index study for the recall was one in which the patients were taking Vioxx on a daily basis, and there seems to be some relationship between increased risk and both dose and consistency of dose and longevity of dose. So the people who seemed to be at the higher risk, not only in this study but in the ones that preceded it, were those who took a relatively high dose, that is above 25 milligrams a day, and did so consistently and did so for long periods of time, sometimes exceeding 18 months. So what I would say to you is that while I can't give you a definitive answer, I would say that the data accumulated from the studies would not be directly applicable to your case.
Outstanding.
Right. Thanks, Mark. And I can just tell you one other thing. As I understand it from the company, they are suggesting that you stop taking the drug now. And, in fact, I think some of the material suggests they might even reimburse you for the pills that you have on hand that you won't be able to use.
Well,
the other thing,
I'm sorry, Mark. Dr. Seides, hang on a second. Mark, I'm sorry. Mark, what was he going to say?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've been following this now. I heard the first news come out, as a matter of fact, on NPR probably a month to 45 days ago, and then it came out in our newspaper here. And so I have been following it, and I have basically stopped taking it. In the newspaper article, though, they did say that there is another type of anti-inflammatory, and for the life of me, I cannot remember that.
Well, we'll see if Dr. Seides. But anyway, thank you, Mark, for the call very much. Dr. Seides, there are alternatives, are there not?
There are alternatives, and I think each patient needs to discuss with their doctor as to what the best alternative for them should be, whether they should take another COX-2 type of drug, that is a drug that's in the same family, and those drugs include drugs like Celebrex and Bextra, or whether they can use a non-selective, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen, or whether they can use a different drug altogether. So there are lots of alternatives, but even those who need a drug that is right in the same family with Vioxx do have other alternatives that remain on the market that seem to be safer, and I would emphasize seem, because none of them have been studied with quite the same scrutiny that Vioxx has.
All right, we're talking about the decision by Merck to pull the anti-arthritis drug, although I think it's used for a lot of aches and pains by people, and that may be part of the company's concern. But anyway, they've decided to pull this drug from the market because of a study that showed that it might have an increased, it might cause people who take it to have an increased risk of a heart attack or stroke. We invite you to join our conversation. The number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's take an email question now from Natalie Kanazik, who writes from Ann Arbor, saying, my sister, who is 21, has been taking Vioxx for 3 years due to a back injury. Should she be concerned about her health, or does this not affect people her age? Okay, so her sister was 21. Dr. Seides, we don't have really any information about whether age is part of this equation at this point, do we?
Well, we really don't. In general, one would think that the Vioxx aside, a young woman of 21 would be at relatively low risk for heart attack or stroke. At this point, in a way, the question becomes a little bit moot because the drug is going to disappear off the market. I think a more difficult question would have been if the drug had remained on the market, whether this young woman could safely continue to take it, given the fact that, in general, she would be at low risk of an event. But because the drug is disappearing, she is going to have to seek an alternative, and as we've already said, there are good alternatives on the market. Moreover, we don't believe that there is a sustained risk. That is, that once you stop taking the drug, even if you've taken it for long periods of time and consistently, that elevated risk persists once the drug is out of your system.
Okay, thanks for that answer. Let's take another phone call from Joe in Moorhead, North Carolina. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I'm actually a nurse anesthetist and work as an independent practitioner. One of the concerns that I've had about Vioxx is that it has been known that Vioxx can actually have an antagonistic effect with those cardiac cerebrovascular patients on aspirin therapy and actually negate the effect of the aspirin. And that kind of sent up flares for me, saying that if it can take platelets there or negate the effect that normally takes 7 to 10 days of aspirin, after a single dose of aspirin to get a therapeutic range, that there had to be some type of pro-coagulant effect from Vioxx itself. And I'm just wondering what your physician on the panel thinks about that.
Okay, Joe, thanks for that question. But I think, Dr. Seides, you're going to have to explain a little bit about the antagonistic effect and the coagulant effect that Joe is talking about. Could you do that for us?
Yes. Well, Joe, I think, was trying to help us drill down a little bit into what the mechanisms might be for this increase in the incidence of heart attack and stroke in people who use Vioxx. And one of the postulated mechanisms is that Vioxx, because it interferes with the cyclooxygenase system, that's what the COX stands for, COX stands for a cyclooxygenase, which is an enzyme in the platelets that is integral to, or at least we think is integral to, the beneficial effects of aspirin. And I think everyone, or most people, are familiar with the fact that we use aspirin as a preventative and a therapeutic in people with heart and vascular disease. So one of the postulated mechanisms as to why Vioxx might be a problem, and other drugs too in its class, is that it interferes with this effect of aspirin. I think it's an open question. And certainly the information that is in the studies that we have are epidemiologic studies. That is, they are not mechanistic. They simply took large numbers of people who've taken the drug and said they have a higher incidence of these events than people who don't. They don't really address what the basic mechanism is. So I would answer Joe's question by saying it's a provocative and it's an interesting theory as to why Vioxx might be causing a problem, but none of the current studies really answer the question, and certainly it is not on any mechanistic basis that the drug has been withdrawn.
Yeah. Dr. Seides, I wonder if I can ask you, we've only got just about a minute left. When people, the drug salesmen, come to your office, did they give you any kind of a heads up that this is coming along, or are you reading about this pretty much from the first time as the rest of the public is?
Well, as I said, this started to appear in the medical literature in the fall of 2002. At least that's the first time I became aware of it. And at that point, it wasn't clear that Vioxx was a bad actor. It was The first study had it compared to another drug, and the notion was that the other drug was beneficial and that Vioxx was neutral. That was a drug, that was a comparative study with naproxen. So at this point, this really is an accumulation of data, and the medical community has been very much aware of this. You know, we get our information these days like everyone else from a variety of sources.
Okay, Dr. Seides, we have to stop there. Dr. Stuart Seides is founder and president of Cardiology Associates. He joined us from his office in Washington. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.